Blog Talk Radio.
What time is it right now? So there's food? Oh, wow. Yeah, baby, I need to do a refresh. You want to go online and then come help me with this. The sky was late. Give me 30 more seconds and start me up. What? Thank you very much for your patience before I went live, I'm going to be starting shortly about this presentation about such a large number of Americans saying no to federal income taxes. So I'm going to do a little bit more last-minute preparation, folks. I'm going to go through all this, and then, okay. Okay. Yeah, some technical issues hanging in there, folks. We will get it working momentarily. Okay. Okay. Sure. Let's see. Hello, testing. We're going to be testing with some sounds this time, guys. 1, 2, 3. Testing with the sound. Okay. Here we go. Let's see if it works. 1, 2, 3, testing.
Yeah.
The sound is coming robotic, folks, for some reason. We're working on that. We are very likely going to drop the stream and come right back to fix the problem. So don't hang up. Let me put the message on there, okay? So y'all know. Okay.
Okay, here we go. 1, 2, 3, testing. Okay. I guess we don't have to drop the call. We fixed the problem that we had. Okay. Steven thought we needed a reboot, but I guess not. So it sounds better now, good? A lot better? Oh, thank you. Thank you for the sound. Okay. Is the sound back to normal, everybody? Anybody can tell me? Is the sound back to normal? Okay. Okay. So looks like we are getting ready to start. Looks like everything is almost to normal. Okay. Okay. Okay, let's rip. Should we get started, guys?
Are you ready?
Yep. Okay. Hold on, hold on. Let's see. The video, okay. All right, let's do it. Yep. Here we go. Let's do it. Hello, everybody. I am Paymon Motahede, the president of Freedom Law School, which I created in 1996. And in this presentation, I will share with you why Americans are saying no to federal income taxes. 140 million Americans are estimated to have not filed a 1040 income tax confession trap form for year 2021 by April 18th, 2022. The facts now I'm going to bring before you. Before I go on, let me remind you, if you want to go to our website, Freedom Law School, if you have not been there, livefreenow.org, and you can take the 7 steps below to live free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery now. And folks, livefreenow.org is where you want to start. Now, let's go to Fox News, folks, yes, because that's where I did a little research about the IRS and came across this little interesting thing. Now, this article, it's a bit off topic about the federal spending, but it's going to get to the good part in just momentary. So hang in there. I'm going to make this a larger play. Let it play. And after halfway through the presentation, I'll stop it because the rest of it doesn't really matter. But the first half, kind of interesting, okay? Very short thing. This was on April 15th, okay? This was on Fox News was put on this. So here we go. Let's make this big. Okay, there it is. Let's play it. Here we go. On Fox Business, by the way. Yes?
You're going to want to restart the video. I don't have the audio up for that yet.
Okay.
Just so I know you're going to restart.
Okay. Folks, hold on. I'm going to have the video restarted because we didn't connect the audio for the video presentation yet. So I'm going to let my IT person be ready to get the audio of the video on my computer connected as soon as possible, and I'll do that. We good to go? Here we go. One, two. Let's see. Maybe I can make my player a little bit bigger one more time. Does it work? Here we go. That's better. Here we go. One, two, three. Here we go. So here is a good part to start right now because they got this guy who is an expert on this Liberty Tax, one of the biggest tax filing confession form firms out there. He's going to have the CEO of the company give you some revealing information, which I want to add more to it, okay? Here we go, folks.
What they're showing and what our viewers can glean about the state of the economy.
Yeah, so it seems like this season is a little different than the last couple, obviously, for many reasons, not just the pandemic, but every tax season seems to have some nuance to it. But this year, it seems like people are either planning to file late or just don't understand that the filing deadline is 18th, as opposed to last year's limitations. It was May 15th. The year before that was July 15th. Right now, 60 million individual returns still have not been filed.
Okay. You heard that? 60 million individual 1040 income tax confession forms. He calls them returns. Still have not been filed. 60 million. 60. Remember that number, okay? We're going to continue now after with that.
I'm sorry. It looks like in chat they're saying that there's sound issues again, and I'm not sure if they're
okay.
saying
that
your video.
Sound issues on me or the video, folks. Can anybody type in?
The video is what they're saying, and it's really low.
The video, yeah, video very low on my end also. I don't know why. You can raise the volume on your end, folks. By the way, my computer's very low also, the volume. I can barely hear it. The video.
Got a low volume.
Yeah. There's no way you can turn the volume on the video? Okay. So what he says, folks, that 60 million tax returns have not been filed. And a third of the tax returns that we expect to file, people to file, have not been filed yet. Okay. So I'm going to go back a little bit, see if you can get that part a little bit more careful, you guys. The volume, I don't think my volume has anything to do with it, but we'll see. Maybe that'll help. Yeah. Yep. Maybe that'll help. Here
also,
we go.
In the edited video, I'm going to be putting this directly in there anyway. So it's
yeah.
Gonna be quite
in the edited video, folks, we're going to put all the proper sound in there. But for the live audience, I apologize. You may have to turn your volume up when I play a video, okay? So let's try again. But the edited video, it'll be all fixed up. Here we go.
It was and the year before that, it was July 15th. And right now, 60 million individual returns still had not been filed. So over a third of the expected individual returns, 160 million expected individual returns.
That's it. Over a third of the 160 million expected returns. So the IRS expects about 160 million. Income tax confession forms to be filed by individual Americans every year. Now, 2022. And 60 of that 160 million have not done so. So that means only about maybe 100 million or so have been filed. And 60 million or so, he claims, have not been filed. And when I heard that, I said, let me go research this issue a little bit more closer, get some more facts on it. And that's what I decided to do. So I got what he's talking about in a little bit more factual basis. But before I get back to him, well, actually, let me show you this thing from IRS's website, which is pretty amazing, okay? So here is IRS's own website, irs.gov. For 2022, 21. Okay, returns received last year was 93 million. This year, 2022, when this guy was talking, it was only about 91 million returns filed. That was a change of minus 2.1%. So 2% less Americans have filed the 1040 income tax confession form in 2021. In relation to 2022. That's what he was speaking about. Now, if you go to IRS's website, the 160 million tax returns, he was talking about this, on the right side, you see, you know, tax returns for individual income taxes on the bottom right side. You see in the right center, we're almost at the far end. Far right, 2017 was 150 million. You see that? The number on the far right, 150 million individual tax returns for 2017. Yes, expected and was filed. And here it is now for 2018, same kind of chart. You see here, the number is 150 3 million, roughly, that was filed for 2018, okay? 153 million rounded individual income tax on the right side of this chart. You see that, okay? For 2019, the number is up to 154 million individual income tax. Again, on the right side, you see the column there. For 2020, you have to zoom in again a little bit more. Here we go, and here, 157 million individual income tax returns. It shows on the right side, okay? And then you see 2021, the number jumped up to 168 million rounded to the nearest million individual income tax returns. So the 160 million numbers he was claiming about individual income tax returns, well, that's close to the 2020 number when he's coming from, where 60 million have not been filed over third. So, you know, I never realized such a large number of Americans do not file by the so-called April 15th or in this year, April 18th deadline because, well, they don't have the money or they're not sure or they're questioning whether they should or should not file. Maybe more Americans are waking up and thinking about this issue. Should they or should they not file those 10-point income tax confession trap forms? Now, you take the $60 billion that he says have not filed, right? Only, as you can see, according to the IRS's own numbers, if we go on the screen, see, for 2022 tax season, only 91 million were filed by the time this guy was speaking sometime. And this is early April numbers, right? So now look at this. If you go to our website, okay, under the step two, you think that filing a 1040 income tax confession trap is the safest, smartest way to keep the IRS from hurting you. You go down and you'll see here, I'll talk about this very eye-opening fact. Did you know that in 1998, the IRS estimated that there were 63 million Americans who did not file income tax confession trap forms? Yeah, folks, think about it, folks. How come there are not 63 million non-filers in prison, right? So right there is proof, folks, that you don't file, you don't go to jail. It's a lie that if you don't file, you go to jail. That's the deception of the mainstream media that lied to you about so many things, right? Trump, Russia, conspiracy hoax, right? Many of the lies of the media, income tax, invincibility is one of those hoaxes as well. That you don't file, you go to prison. It's a nonsense. You go to prison, let me show you, because as a cartoon shows it, when you file those 1040 income tax confession forms under oath, you put the rope around your neck, and that's why IRS gets you, because truthfully, you do it yourself when you follow 1040 income tax confession forms that you do not understand under oath, and put the rope around your neck. Now, here we go. This 63 million non-filers is a letter that the IRS, has provided us this letter. Here it is. This was Department of the Treasury, Internal Revenue Service in Washington, D.C., September 24th, 1998. Writing to Mr. Duane Abel of Portland, Oregon. And what they say, let's go down and read it. It says, thank you for your letter to Mr. Charles O. Rosati, Commissioner of the Internal Revenue Service, dated July 7th, 1998. Let's zoom in a little bit more. We are pleased to provide you with the following information. IRS is happy to give this information for all of you to know, folks. This is now historical material that Field Marshal is bringing to you. Let's zoom in a little bit more. Based on our 1996 tax filing program, we estimate there are approximately 63 million taxpayers who have not filed a tax return and initially would appear to have a legal requirement to file. This estimate is based on data available to service on the individual master file. Wow. Pretty amazing, huh? I didn't claim it. The IRS says it. Based upon information available to the IRS on the IRS's computers. 63 million non-filers. Now, that was back in 1996. So if you go look online, people say, well, how about today? Well, today you can go look up these numbers, okay? Look up online and you'll find out the U.S. population back in 1996 was, according to census, about 270 million. On the bottom right, I just highlighted that thing, 270 million. But the population has gone up from 270 million now in 2020. What year is this, guys? 2021 or 2022? It doesn't say. 334 million. Must do this year, my people, guys. What year is it? Yeah. Yeah, that's right. 2022. 335 million. Counts for the population increase, the number of non-filers based on the same percentage of growth. On population growth, it's around 80 million. All that is based upon IRS's estimates. So Freedom Law School's estimate is based upon IRS's estimate, which is based, it's the best numbers out there from the IRS. So 80 million non-filers that don't file, period. And 60 million that haven't filed, that may some of them file by October 15th extension deadline. Some of them will, some of them will not. But that's 140 million. 140 million Americans, folks, haven't filed. Whereas the number of filers is around 100 million only. That means that more Americans as of right now have not filed a 10-point income tax confession trap form. And those that have, 150 million non-filers, roughly, and 100 million filers. So this myth, again, that if you don't file, go to prison is a bunch of utter nonsense. Not filing a 10-point income tax confession form frees you. That's right. See, let me show this to you how that's a liberating act when you do that, folks. Okay? So first, you want to go to live. FreeNow.org, as I said, the front page of Freedom Law School website. And here you can take the seven steps to live free of IRS deception, which is how they start. And then robbery and slavery, you can be free of it now. Of course, step one, many of you are familiar with it. You see my videos on Freedom Law School's website, that there is no law requiring 99% of Americans to file and pay income tax, and it's all based upon U.S. government's own official website. But of course, in this short video, 10 minutes, you hear more about it, and it links to other longer videos, more detailed videos that will further give you a deeper explanation. And then now I just covered part of step two, the myth that people believe that filing a 1040 income tax confession trap form is the safest, smartest way to keep the IRS from hurting them. It's not so. It's the other way around. So, of course, if you click on the cartoons, these eye-opening cartoons, it gives you the truth. And you go on this page, folks. At the bottom of it, there's a link, by the way. All the information here, folks, is backed up. Now, you also, what you could do, folks, is go on the education materials tab. Questions to ask your tax preparer. That's the fifth item on this page. Questions to ask your tax preparer. You go there, folks. These questions are very critical for you to ask your accountant, bookkeeper, CPA, and or agent, or even tax attorney, folks. Yes. Okay. So you're paying them to get you in trouble with the IRS. Yep. You see, this is a question you should be asking them, because the bottom line is, it is true that they fill out the 1040 income tax confession form, and you're the one that goes to jail. That's right. You may end up in federal prison on criminal charges, not the bookkeeper, accountant, CPA that you hired, or tax attorney. No. You, that's I, end up in federal prison on criminal charges. You know, for tax evasion, 5 years for each 1040 form, or, you know, 3 years, or making false and fraud and false statements, and for fraudulent return statements or other documents, another year for each 1040 tax confession form, which adds up to 9 years for each 1040 tax form that you prepare for them to sign. If in a view of the IRS, that 1040 or other income tax form is not true, correct, or complete. Yep. See, folks, these guys are greasing the skid for the IRS to hurt you, because you signed this form under what? Penalty of perjury. Yes. Why fill out these forms under oath the same as before your judge and a jury? And they give you no guarantee. Freedom Law School does, with our Restore Freedom Plan. Yes. Freedom Law School will guarantee, well, you not go to jail, you not go to prison for income taxes with the federal government, and you also will get a full 7-year guarantee that IRS will not levy or take any of your money by force of a levy, otherwise you will be reimbursed for up to $1 million for each single year that you do not file 1040 confession form following Freedom Law School's procedures. You want to start thinking for yourself. If you have not done so before, you really got to ask yourself, why am I filling out these forms? Just because they deceived me, like they about the Corona hoax, Trump Russia conspiracy hoax, that, you know, Trump colluded with Russians to cheat Clinton, right? Iraq had weapons of mass destruction. We had to attack it. President Johnson got us in Vietnam, based on Gulf of Tonkin lie. That's right. That was another lie we were told way back then by the media. That parroted the line of the lies of President Johnson. So if you haven't filed a 1040 income tax confession form, congratulations. You have taken a first step to living free, not putting a rope around your neck. Yep. So what you want to do, folks, is go to our website at livefreedom.org. Take these 7 steps that you see. Yep. Folks, it's that simple. Step 1, I just covered about the law. Step 2, that filling out a 1040 confession form is the most dangerous thing you can do. Step 3, is that you believe that the IRS is God, and they're not. They are a Wizard of Oz. That's right. They're not this powerful entity that will get you as they want you to believe. You've been programmed to believe, to be afraid of the Wizard of Oz, IRS. Step 4 is, I have beaten the IRS since 1993. I have not filed any income tax confession forms. IRS has battled with me. I've beat them, kicked their butt more than once, right? They cannot find nothing on me, even though I'm being continually under investigation for over a quarter of a century. So you'll see the myth of the IRS is busted. The Godzilla is not there. It's actually a little tiny little rat dragon that has no fire that they pretend to be. Okay. Once you realize that, now you are ready to ask questions, send petitions to the IRS to see if you are required to file income tax. And if they show you that you are required to file income tax, go ahead and file income tax. But our petitions to congressmen all quote the law from government's own official legal website. And the laws are attached. Yeah. And relevant language is highlighted. They cannot refute you. Because it's right there from government's own official legal website. I've never seen anybody ever refuted by even one congressman ever. So they're the lawmakers who own the IRS, who created the IRS, are telling you by default, look, you're right. I'm not disagreeing with you. You're not required to file income tax. Now, we ask them to investigate this and stop the IRS deception and robbery of the American people. For that to happen, a lot more Americans need to join hands with you and I. We got to get politically a lot more powerful, okay? To do a lot more petitions and do a lot more promotions, advertising, outreach, to have an effect on these congressmen who are not listening to us yet. Meanwhile, you are free. You have a record. You ask questions. That's right. Try to get clarity on this issue and you send the petitions to congressmen. Yep. So you don't have to pay tribute to this beast and be afraid and worship the beast, IRS. You're writing to the beast's owner, the Congress of the United States, by certified mail about the beast's power, and you'll find out you do not have to bow down to the beast. You don't have to pay tribute to the beast. You can be free. And step 7 is to join hands, folks, to restore freedom. Yes. After 20 years, folks, I'm proud to tell you, I've come up with this program to show you how to lawfully stop on and pay income tax with our Restore Freedom Package Plan, Restore Freedom Plan, and Freedom Law School will keep you guys from living in money for 7 years, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million for every year that you are a Freedom Law School member and do not file a 1040 income tax confession trap form. Every year, a separate 7-year $1 million guarantee. This program is affordable for every single one of you. All of you can afford it. There's a standard price, but if you're low income, you can fill out in a scholarship application and we'll lower the price to whatever saves you money. And you are ahead now for your future. Catch up with your bills. Get better housing, better food, better car, you know, more vacation time, less work and more time for leisure with your family. But for the future, retirement, house, whatever you want to do. And now you can get part of that money to Freedom Law School and other freedom organizations that and politicians' statesmen that you know they're in your corner, represent you, the American people, and support them to be get in the U.S. government and clean up house wholesale of this communist, socialist, Marxist, Satanist, taking over the U.S. government by using fear against you, deception and fear. You don't need to be afraid, folks. I'm from Iran. We had no freedoms there. You speak against the government, you could be thrown in jail, tortured, executed, no jury trial, not even trial, perhaps. In America, however, You have so many protections. Jury trial guaranteed. All 12 got to agree before, you know, they can put you away. You have rights to free speech, religion, bear arms, to publish material, assemble like I'm doing, and for the highest purpose of writing government to clean up their act. Petitioning a government for redress of your grievances is the highest form of First Amendment activity before we resort to Second Amendment guns like the Founding Fathers did. We don't have to go to guns, folks. The First Amendment will do the job. We just got to do our part, each of us. All you have to do, folks, is this. Join Freedom Law School's Restore Freedom Plan. This is a plan to restore freedom, okay? You don't have to pay any money to your enemies in a deep state, FBI, IRS, CIA, CDC, FDA, okay, HSA, TSA, these criminals out of control. You do not have to work and support them. Restore Freedom Plan is to get rid of all this deception and fear and free you and American people, folks, completely lawfully and safely, folks. Yes, lawfully and safely stop it, paying support these guys. And this, now you join, okay, folks? The details on our website. And then step 7, tell others. Just tell others, folks, and get paid up to $5,000 for each American that you're free with our Freedom Opportunity Plan. To restore freedom, folks, opportunity to be free. We have a plan for freedom. And we'd like to thank you for taking part and telling others by having you get paid up to $5,000 cash, tax-free, for each American that you may help to be free. So go to livefreenow.org, share it with your friends, folks, family members first, then friends, then coworkers. Email them on your Facebook groups, okay, on your YouTube channels, okay? Just get it out there, folks. Get out there, have fun, and we are here in your corner. Our website, livefreenow.org, give it to anybody you know. All you have to do is also text your friends, anybody you know, as you see right here, and put the text message this. Take the 7 steps below to live free of our deception, robbery, and slavery now. Then after that, put our website, livefreenow.org, the link, boom, tell them, watch this on your drive home. Watch this on your drive to work. I should say listen in your car. Listen to it on your drive to work or to home. When they get home, they can watch it later on. Folks, freedom is so easy. Reach and take it. I love for you to be free. I would love America to be a land of the free, home of the brave. Live and let live and live and let love. I love every one of you, and I want to give you the gift of knowledge and experience of 30 years of doing all this. For every one of you to be free, prosperous, less stress, more harmony, peace, joy, and happiness for every one of you. But I cannot do that for you. You have to make that choice. It was not an accident that you discovered a Freedom Law School and you watch this video now. You're looking for freedom and you found it. So take action now. Educate yourself, empower yourself, live free now. And I hope to meet you guys all very soon at one of these events coming up, some of them this year or next year. Thank you for watching. Okay, so with that, we can get to your questions, right? Thanks for your patience, everybody, for the delays and sound issues we had. We continue to strive better. I apologize for our shortcomings. We will do better and better, hopefully, and provide you the liberating information that you are looking for. So with that, oh, by the way, I got to give a plug to my friend Angela. Some of you have asked me about this book, Philadelphia, right? I love the cover, right? Well, government doesn't illegally impose income tax or unlawfully collect. It's actually deception. But nonetheless, that's the government, the mafia. The federal government is the mafia. Why support the mafia? Why pay tribute to the mafia? We don't have to. No law requires you to, and I'll back you up to $1 million, right? So it's an interesting book, by the way. It's a big, thick book, you know. Here's the inside of it. But this book is only one of two books ever that was banned by the courts. Yes. The other book was something about Fanny, which for obscenity was banned like in the 1800s. Yeah, and then this book is the second book ever banned by the courts in America. Well, banned by Irvin Schiff. He couldn't sell it, but other people can sell it. I don't sell it. I don't have that many copies, but my friend has it. Go to thefederalmafia.com. You can get this and other books of Irvin Schiff if you want to. Thefederalmafia.com if you're interested in getting this beautiful cover book and have fun with it. Tell them that. Paymon, a Freedom Hospital, send you guys over. Okay, now let's go to your questions. Let's put the call number on the screen. Folks, if you have questions, I suggest you call. Although you can type also. And I will take your questions one at a time. Okay. Let's get the list of people with questions first. And I have a question from Jeffrey also. He wrote me email with three paragraph of questions. So let's go to all this one at a time. Who do we have for as a caller? What telephone area code are they calling from, guys? 917-213-347. Okay. And Jeffrey, I'll get you at the end, okay? When he calls him, yes, hopefully he's called him, hopefully, yeah. All right, folks. Call number one, from area code 917, give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please. Are you there? Call from area code 917. You are live. Okay, let's go to the
call. Okay, 917?
Yes.
Hey.
Yes.
I didn't know. You didn't say the rest of the number, so I didn't know if the area code. Pleasure to speak to you. State taxes, is that included in your program? And in Florida State, we don't have income tax, of course, as you know, but we do have state, which you have to include, not file, and tax, not file it. How do you deal with it?
First of all, your cell phone or whatever was cutting off at the end, but I got the gist of your question about state income tax returns. State. What is your name, Bobby, and how did you hear about us, my friend?
My name is Rob Kaplan, and I heard about you from my friend Stephen Klein.
Okay. Bubba, let me ask you to get off the speakerphone, please, because speakerphones do not work very well. You just have an echo and bad sound quality. So, state income taxes handled separately. Much better. Speakerphones do not work. Okay.
Is that better? How's that?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. Huge, huge difference. Yes. Thank you. Thank you, Rob. So, most states attach their state tax filing requirements and payment requirements to federal tax law or federal forms. Only three states we found out: Alabama, Pennsylvania, and New Jersey. These three states that do not tie their state tax system to the federal system. So if you're one of those states, you do have to pay state income tax. Okay? Although these days, many people are leaving the states with a state income tax and coming to freedom states like Florida that do not have a state income tax. That's a great option for those of you who are interested in freedom in a serious way. But Florida is the number one free state in America. It's Florida, F for freedom. Okay, so But we help you with that issue of state taxes, what to do about it. You know, we just make sure that the federal government leaves you alone, but the states we handle differently based upon your state and your situation. Okay, Rob, anything else?
Yes. If you, in the previous, for this year, for 2021, if you filed extensions prior to finding out about your program, does that matter at all? If I put down for the various LLCs and personal 0000, but still filed an extension?
Oh, an extension is like nothing at all. If you didn't file anything whatsoever, nothing under oath, nothing to put the rope around your neck, okay? So you're free if
cool.
You haven't filed, okay? You're good. Like I forgot to mention in the broadcast that if you haven't filed, good. By October 15th, do not file anything at all. You find a boss.
Cool.
Not late.
Okay.
You know, it's still
fine. Two other quick. Makes sense. Mm-hmm. Cool. Good to know.
That's it. Any other questions, Rob?
Just two other quick things. K-1s, if you can't stop them from coming and you have partners that don't buy into the system, what do you do if you get K-1s? Some of your colleagues here wrote in the chat, basically just ignore them, or is there anything else you have to do?
Well, it's not a big deal because, folks, just about everybody out there that is one of our Restore Freedom Plan members, somebody has sent a false W-2 or 1099 or K-1 form about them to the IRS. IRS, as it is, cannot process these huge numbers. The computers of the IRS are antiquated. They cannot redo anything with it, okay? So it doesn't matter. Let it be. I mean, it would be nice if there would not be any, but it really doesn't matter. This cartoon, folks, which I asked Ben Garrison to draw for Freedom Law School, really says it all, okay? Look. They want to believe IRS is this Wizard of Oz, okay? They're not. Look at the back. IRS is a bunch of lazy people, overworked, sleeping in the job in the back. You see the back? Let me zoom in a little bit. See the guy in the back? Okay? He was, here we go, a little bit zooming. You see, that? He is sleeping on the job, overworked with paperwork, stacks. Right now, IRS has about 30 million stacks of tax returns not process over 5 million letters not responded to. Yeah, see, and you see on there that you know the one that's waking people up, the total at the dog is Freedom Law School Pony Day screen. Yes, it's not this big dog and pony show that they wanted to be. See, you are the American people. That's you, folks. They got 1960s technology. The IRS. COBOL assembly language. They've never updated it, and now they cannot update it to 2022 technology. Okay, it's just not possible without risking complete system-wide failure. So just like the Soviet Union, which collapsed eventually, they're just keeping this thing going. Things will keep going.
It will collapse. So, yep.
Communism doesn't work. Central planning. Socialism does not work, but we're just going along, collecting our paycheck. You know, and same thing here. They're just going along, collecting their paychecks, until one day it will all collapse of its own weight. We just want to expedite that process. All right? Any other questions?
Yeah, last question, and some of it may maybe on a personal note, we're probably closer in age than some of your colleagues that we're answering. What have you done and your views on Medicare? Because if you don't pay into the system, of course, you never get any benefits, which I don't know if they're really worth anything. And I have done some great tax planning and with a variety of management companies, LLCs, et cetera. And to my surprise, when I turned 65, I was told by Medicare, I'm not eligible for benefits unless I pay a penalty. And so I was just going to pay in prior to meeting you, figuring, okay, eventually I'll catch up because everybody thinks you should have Medicare. So far I've been going without it. But because of the corporate conglomerates buying up doctors' practices in Florida, as you know, some doctors won't see me. They refuse to see me. Even if I tell them, you could charge me in advance, take cash, they won't see me.
great. You know, I knew the medical system was corrupt decades ago. But the corruption has become deeper and deeper. Look at what happened the last couple of years. It's all, you know, hide there in your room, lock up so you don't die of a little, you know, a non-existent virus, right?
Exactly.
People are getting killed. I had so many stories of people that have been getting killed in hospitals. You check in with some little thing and you don't check out. People that were fine, no big deal, wasn't sure, went in there, they put them on drugs, and they gave you terrible food and nutrition, whatever you got. Just a garbage food, which is poison, makes you sick. I remember about 5 years ago, I had a friend of mine who was doing some natural therapy. Some little thing came up with something else, ended up in hospital. Instead of milk, they gave him this garbage of canola, rancid canola oil, other chemical garbage to drink. This is make me sick. I'm a healthy 59-year-old. So, no, I don't want any of that. You know, I never had any so-called health insurance because it's not health insurance. It's guaranteed poisoning with drugs that kills you. Cut your body up. Okay, throw it away, and radiation. Real health is following natural God's law. Physical health, good nutrition, one. Two, activity. We should be moving, okay, exercising. And three, rest and emotional and spiritual health. You should not be stressed out all the time and angry all the time. That will just eat us up inside, right? It's simple, actually. Oh.
Right. So basically, you just fund all your own diagnostics. So I agree with you. I'm very into the same mindset. So I'm there. You just have to get your diagnostics and pay for them.
Yeah, exactly. Oh, I broke a leg. Okay, what happened? Okay, fix them or put the bone back. That's fine. You know, other than that, I know enough good MDs that do natural stuff only because they know that's what works. Get in touch with Field Mouse. I'll refer you to some people. Whereabouts? You live in Florida, by the way.
Ross, yes.
What's Florida? What part do you live in?
I'm in St. Pete. St. Pete. Tampa, St. Pete.
Oh, you're close to me. I'm in Hernando County in Brooksville, an hour and 20 minutes north of you.
Yeah, so, I used to work up there before the last real estate market crashed.
Okay. Yeah. So, I can have this place. In fact, the greater Tampa area is the number one spot for natural alternative health doctors and natural people in the whole USA. Because Tampa
area. Where is that?
The greater Tampa area. We're like, where you live in St. Pete.
Right.
There's a lot of doctors out there. You don't need to worry about those idiots that don't want to take your money. You know, you get real national care. You don't want to end up in the hospitals with Medicare because here's what happens. You get in there, you know, they're not responsible to you. The government pays, the insurance company pays, the answer to them. You're just a pigeon for them to milk the system. They're just using you to milk the system. That's what they're doing. That's what they've done. I've seen it firsthand. My daughter ended up in hospital, okay, because she was born, you know, not breathing, put in a hospital, and put on a bed of ice for a few days just to be safe. They wouldn't let us take them. They wouldn't tell us how much they want to charge us. No, we said, look, we don't want to owe you money that we cannot pay. So don't worry about the money. We don't want to owe you money. We don't pay. No, don't worry. Okay, we want to take him home, take the baby home so that we don't, you know, end up owing you money we cannot pay. You can't. You can't take the money, baby. They own the baby, our baby. And, you know, so we realized that, they would call the cops and kick us out. So we waited and got it out after whenever they were ready. But they want to bill us $1 million for about a 14-day stay of a baby, over $1 million. So when but cash, they take $100,000. So what they do, they charge Medicare for that stuff, $1 million, and Medicare cuts you down to $500,000 or $300,000, and the government says, we saved money because you dropped the price on them. But they already knew. They jacked up the price 10 times, knowing the Medicare is going to drop it to half or a third. It's a scam. The whole thing is a scam.
Well, of course it's a scam. That's why Medicare. That's why doctors only take Medicare, because they know they could milk it.
Exactly. So many of them doctors are just in for money. Not all of them, but a lot of them. And a lot of them work for the corporations, the big, like you said. There's very few independent, real doctors out there. Go support those guys out there. I go see chiropractor, acupuncture, Rolfer, muscle activation technique. You know, my fascia release. A lot of good natural remedies and approaches out there. Western Price Foundation on nutrition. You know, things like that you want to do. Okay, very good. Anything else?
I agree. No, I agree with you. I don't want to take up any more of your time. I was a longer answer, but yeah, covered it all. And thank you so much. Look forward to meeting you someday soon.
My pleasure. My pleasure, Rob. Yeah, good. Yeah, you're not that far. Come visit us if you like. Let's go to one of our callers who's stuck in, unfortunately, downtown Los Angeles area, or code 213 in International Commerce, Republic of Mexicania. I can barely hear you. Get off the speakerphone. I cannot hear you. Give me your first name and your question, please. Hello? Get the speaker close to you.
Hello?
Hello?
Oh, yes. Is it that lady? Are you there?
Hello.
Yes, I'm here.
Oh, what area could you call from, ma'am?
This is 213. I'm calling from 213.
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. I'm here.
Oh, computer door. I hear my echoes. 213.
I'm calling from 213.
Oh.
Yes, I'm here.
Turn it off. Turn it down. Turn it down. I hear anybody hear you on the system. There you go. Thank you. What is your name? I heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Okay. My name is Adrian. I am a new student, and I am in the process of watching all the videos. And my question, first of all, thank you for taking my call. But my question is, I was watching some of the material under the education material tab. And according to the video, you advised that we should watch the eye-opening education, the income tax reward, educate Congress, and definition of. However, at this time, when you click under the material, the education material tab, none of those come up. So can you tell me where I can find them so that I can educate myself in regards to those tabs?
Yes. What has happened, Adrian, is that Freedom Law School has transformed itself several times over the course of 25 plus years and reached new levels of heights of knowledge and understanding of the income tax scam. And so our website has been changing and getting better and better. At this point, there's no need to worry about those anymore.
Okay.
All you have to do is go to front page and of livefreenow.org and take the 7 steps below to live free of IRS deception, robbery, and slavery. Each one of these steps, here's step 1. You know, you can hype, you click on the video or cartoon that's below it, and that will guide you through. Here's step 2, okay? Click on the cartoon, takes you there. Step 3, there's an overview of it, and you click on the cartoon, it takes you to the page. Step 4, again, same thing. Click on the cartoon, it takes you there. Step 5, again, okay? Click on the cartoon, it gets you there. So all you gotta do is to click on what's in the video. You see that click, step 6, okay? Same thing you got to do there, okay? And step 7, okay? And that's all you have to do. Do not worry about the old things that are on there, on my old videos.
Okay.
All those videos become gradually not applicable because the links have changed.
Okay. Well, I did step 1 through 7 already.
Now, go through them in more detail. because there's more detail, okay, in them. You know, I tell people to go through them three times.
Okay.
The first time, a quick overview. Second time, go through them in somewhat of a depth, okay? And the third time, go on them really deep, okay?
Okay.
So some of the pages are shorter than others, but, you know, you want to get a quick scan and then read it, but not too deep because I want to get through everything good. And the third time, go through now with deeper because now you know what you're really reading the third time. Okay, Adrian?
Okay. Okay. Thank you so much.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Thank you. And Adrian, remember, as a Restore Freedom Plan member, formerly the Royal Freedom Package member, you get unlimited private consultation. Okay, and you're welcome and encouraged to call Freedom Law School at Freedom Law School's office number 813-444-4800. You see on the front page, top left of livefreenow.org. So if you have further questions, please take advantage of the fact that you have unlimited consultation and call us. We'll be happy to guide you further if you need it. Let's go to our next call from area code 347. What is your first name? How you heard about us? And then your question, please.
Hi, Paymon. I go by Fred, and I've been with, you know, Freedom Law School. I've been known about it for years. The reason why I'm calling is the W-9. When you operate as an affiliate to, you know, basically sell products and what have you, the companies want you to submit a W-9. And being that I'm not a resident or a citizen of D.C., which is the United States or state, how would one address that particular challenge?
Well, that's a very good question. And to be honest with you, I don't have an exact, perfect, complete answer. I do have one on income tax withholding. I've got a pretty good methodology. I'm working on a more perfected methodology for that. Because you're saying you are a U.S. person in there, and you're not.
Exactly.
So I'm working on having a modified W-9 form in which you make it clear you're not a U.S. person. Because U.S. person is a citizen or resident of D.C. or D.C.-based corporation, you know, or trust, all the stuff related to D.C., and you're not. So we're working on that right now. If you need to fill out one, go to do one, just cross out the one that says I'm a U.S. person for right now. So they say I'm not a U.S. person, okay?
Right.
You want to attach 26 USC. Well, actually, let me show you, I guess. I can just show you all. You guys will like this. Okay. Go to internet, type in 26 space USC space 7701 space house.gov. Follow just like me. You can do it yourself if you want another time. Okay. And then let's see. Now here comes up. Let's see. The second thing. Here we go. Here it is, definitions. You open it up right there. This is from U.S. House of Representatives, from Title 26, the Internal Revenue Code, the Federal Tax Laws, Chapter 39, definitions, okay? And so so here you see definitions when used in this title. Of course, they say, you know, United States and states are, as we guys have known, means the District of Columbia, right? So,
right. Mm-hmm.
But you go down to eight, and of course, the word domestic, you know, and foreign, domestic means, to a corporation or partnership, it means created or organized in Washington, D.C., or under the laws of Washington, D.C., or of D.C., right? Because all states in the United States mean D.C. Right? So you go down to A38, okay, with that understanding, you know, foreign is outside.
A what?
A38. Yeah, it goes on quite a bit here.
Joint return.
No, that's not it. Was that one, Benny, the It was not 30. Which one was it? 32? I don't have one memorized. Mm-hmm. It didn't even... it was, oh, here we go, 30. Sorry, A30.
Oh,
30.
A30, okay. United States person.
Right, got you. It's written up D.C., a D.C. partnership, a D.C. corporation, okay? Yeah. And a state, okay, if a court within D.C. is able to exercise jurisdiction over supervision over it, or one or more D.C. persons have authority to control all the substantial decision of the trust. So, in our petitions page, I do have a petition. Let me show you under Ask Congress. On the I change petition, folks. On our website, you say petitions. Now it says Ask Congress. So it's our petitions. We need to Ask Congress on the top right. Okay, you see, you click on top right, Ask Congress. That's the same. Ask questions. Question authority, right? Write petitions to right. Congress. Okay. Now you go to the very bottom of the page. You see four different petitions there. They're all downloadable for free. The bottom right one is on 1099 and self-employment tax and the W-9 form. That petition is on this page. The instructions are here how to do it properly. Okay. And the letter in there, you see right here, you can download it right there. And this, you see, it changes color, blue to white, black. That is the actual petition. Okay, and so when you click on that, oh, guys, we got to fix this little broken link we got there. Sorry about that. That link is not working. So, but it's going to be similar to the other ones. I'm going to bring another one. That has the petition of W-9 in, because they want W-9 from you to send a false 1099 to the IRS saying you were involved in a trade or business, which means you were performing functions in a public office.
Right.
Now, the payer, the someone that paid you, they were involved, public office that paid you, which is just simply not so.
Right.
So right now, go with what you got to do. Later on, we'll improve on it. Okay?
And Paywan, I just want to also mention that the W-9 doesn't have a OND attached to that.
Oh, I know that.
Correct me if I'm wrong.
I know my researcher brought to my attention. It says you don't. The instruction of the IRS form, the W-9 form, it says you do not have to sign it. And there's no need to sign it.
Right.
You don't sign it. You know, so
right.
The certification is completely voluntary, even according to the instructions on the back of the W-9 form, on paragraph number. Let me see. On page four. On page four, bottom of page four, and continue to page five. On the top left, the third paragraph, you see that on there. Again, this is this part on page five. You know, you don't have to sign it at all. Okay, anything else?
That's it. Thank you. I appreciate that, Paymon.
You're welcome. My pleasure.
Thank you.
Does anybody else have any questions? If so, please announce your right now, push 1 on your telephone keypad. Let's put the call number on the screen, folks. Okay, the number to call for the. We have a call for Miracle 307, but do you have anybody after him? Because if you have a question, call 657-383-1755. Then push 1 on your telephone keypad, and that will let us know you have a question. We have Erica 307 and also 919, you said? Anybody beyond him? Okay. Call from Erica 307. What is your first name? How did you hear about the Marshall?
No,
your question. On. Are you there? Cannot hear you. Call from 307.
Hello.
Are you there? Yes.
Hello. Yes, this is
Hello,
Jeff.
Yes.
And thank you very much for taking my call, Payman. I submitted the questions that you have my written questions there, and it's a little confusing because I'm talking on the phone and it's delayed from the video. So I'm going to not look at the video anymore, and just listen to you.
Yes. All right. I'm retired. I live most of the year in Costa Rica. Congratulations. I also have a residence in Wyoming. Previous few returns, I've given my address in Costa Rica to ensure that I get any correspondence from the IRS in a timely manner. Okay. Are there any special considerations with me living overseas most of the year? For example, could the government decide to cancel my passport if I don't file? No, you'll be fine. As long as you join Restore Freedom Plan, that will not happen. Okay? You will not lose your passport. Guaranteed for 7 years minimum. Okay? At least you will not have that problem. Two, since I live overseas, my filing date is June 15th. While I'm deciding, oh, by the way, you know more overseas, Jeff, than me in Florida or someone in California, because we're all overseas compared to Washington, D.C.
Yeah, yeah, because we're not U.S. persons, yeah.
You're not persons of D.C. D.C. is the United States, not the 50 states. So you're just as foreign to D.C. as I am. So our filing date is there was to be one as a federal government worker. So while deciding whether to sign up for one of your plans or follow the steps you outlined and not file a return, can I file for an extension? Should I use my Wyoming or Costa Rica address on extension? You don't need to. Really, you don't. If you can, you want, you can, but you don't need to. You know, but if you want, go ahead, do that. Send the petitions right away to your congressman. Okay, that's the main thing, to show your intent. But you could do one, and when put on there amount, expected amount that you owe, put zero. They ask you estimated amount you expect to owe, put zero. Okay?
Okay.
And you say, I pay much less in taxes than the standard rate for the Restore Freedom Plan. So at that rate, the plan probably doesn't make sense for me. Should I apply for a scholarship, or should I just find one of your other plans or courses? Well, you know, they apply for a scholarship. Answer to a question first. Now, here's the thing. I'll give you guys a little interesting history journey back about Freedom Law School. I started in 1992, started teaching in 1994, became Freedom Law School in 96. Then I did some other courses, advanced courses and others in 96, 97, and early 98. I started in 98 doing seminars across America for 3.5 years. In late 01, I started the Royal Freedom Package, which is now the Restore Freedom Package. At one point, I had 11 courses, 10 plus one, that I would sell to people to educate and empower themselves. And my goal always was to empower people, help themselves. That's always my thing. Help you, help yourself. Teach you how to fish for yourself rather than me fishing for you. However, I realized that the system is much more complex and corrupt, and you really cannot do it yourself. And people wanted to pay me to do it for them and give them peace of mind. So that's what led to the Royal Freedom Package and Simple Freedom Package, and then other ones, Beginner's Freedom Package. But now all those packages, like Simple Freedom Package, I plan to eliminate. Beginner's Freedom Package, I plan to Quick Start, I'm going to eliminate all that stuff. I'm going to have the courses available if people want to learn more. The courses will be available. But the only plan what people really want is the Restore Freedom Plan, because it is, it's what it's about. The Simple Freedom Package was about people that had, they were younger like me back then, who were willing to learn to do it themselves. Well, I realized there were very few people like myself out there. Most people wanted it done for them, and they wanted to make sure it was done right. So 10% of people ever signed up for the Simple Freedom Package. 9% were the Royal Freedom Package members. So I'm going to have all those Simple Freedom Package members also apply for scholarship if needed, or upgrade to Restore Freedom Plan. So really, that is it. The Restore Freedom Plan is it. And with a scholarship issue availability now, it doesn't matter how low your income is. You qualify, you save money, you come ahead in your life, and you take part with other wonderful Americans like yourself, and we get more power together to restore freedom. That's why it's a Restore Freedom Plan. So does that answer your question?
Yeah. So then you're saying I should go ahead and apply for the scholarship.
Yes.
Okay. Can you tell me where I can find the form on your webpage? I actually looked for it and couldn't find it.
No problem. Sorry about that, folks. If you're on our front page, go to Restore Freedom Plan on the top center. Okay. So it's on the Restore Freedom Plan. Once you go there, okay, here it is. Okay. Red Restore Freedom Plan, formerly known as Royal Freedom Package. By the way, we just updated this, by the way. This is brand new language. It says, by joining the Restore Freedom Plan, formerly Royal Freedom Package, you can stop financially supporting your deep state enemies, restore freedom and prosperity for you, your family, and America by not paying all income taxes that you never owed in the first place. Right? And you can feel safe in your decision to do so with Freedom Law School's 7-year $1 million guarantee. Okay? And I tell people the money that you save could be used to better your life, the life of your family now, such as paying off credit card and other debts, eat better quality food, better health care, better schooling for your children, vacations, etc. Save money for emergencies, buying a nice car, home, retirement, or whatever you want to do for your down the road in your life. And you can donate to your church and or freedom-oriented organizations such as Freedom Law School or Honest Statesmen, like former Congressman Ron Paul, who understand and stand for limited government that protects American people's rights, property, and freedom. So your posterity, children, grandchildren, etc., can live in a free country, right? So, and so basically, I summarize the language of it also, make it shorter for you guys to understand what it is. It says that Freedom Law School will provide you unlimited consultation, help, letter writing, and any other paperwork that needs to be created for communication with the IRS or any state income tax related government agency or third parties, such as employers. If participation is required for any reason, a CPA and attorneys, Freedom Law School will cover those expenses. We don't need them, almost never. But if something comes up, yes, Freedom Law School will pay for it all anyhow, no extra charge. And Freedom Law School or FLS will guarantee that each year that you do not owe and pay federal income tax by following our lawful and safe method, that the IRS will not take any of your money, bank accounts, paychecks, etc. for 7 years, or Freedom Law School will reimburse you up to $1 million, right, for each year. Okay. Mm-hmm. And the fact that no accountant, CPA, or lawyer can give you any guarantee like this. Instead, they grease the skids for the IRS to abuse and hurt you, right? And a couple of quotes from Founding Fathers, reminders that, gentlemen, we must hang together, or surely we shall hang separately, by Benjamin Franklin, who also said an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. So you go down, and then let's see, there's a link below the video, okay, to click here to view the Restore Freedom Application Plan Agreement and application page. So once you go there, here it is, Restore Freedom Plan Agreement application. Which, by the way, and we should put on the below that, guy Steve, that formerly Royal Freedom Package for people to remind them of that change. So you read that a little bit more there, the purpose of it.
Okay, yeah, I haven't read that page, so I will read it.
This page, it tells you more of the details. Then I'm going to shorten some of the language in here, by the way, that's unnecessarily long. And if you go down, it has the standard prices there listed there, okay, that you know about. $9,900 to start for the first year, and 4,500 a second near each of the baskets, which is going to go up, by the way, to probably around August 15th. I'm looking at it to $12,500 a year. And the scholarship is what you're looking for is right in this paragraph, the gold right here. The gold.
Yeah,
right,
I've got it now.
Yep, now you got it. Fill it out.
Yes.
Very short, sweet, to the point. And very short, and contact us, and we'll get back with you. And I've never turned anybody down, but I did have, you know, and by the way, you'd have to sign on the penalty of perjury, okay? The only consequence, if you do not tell the truth, is that fear of loss will not be there for you when the push comes, shove, if something comes up. So you got to go. I'm going by your honesty. That's it. I'm going over. That's it. Your honesty is good enough for me. Be honest with me. I'll be honest with you. I'll give you a break because I know some of you make a lot more than others. So some of you make less. But I had one guy that.
Okay. Well, I will fill it out honestly. I promise you that.
I know. I know you will. Any other question?
Okay. Well. But should I go ahead then and send in the petitions right now?
No, we'll do it for you.
Before I decide what to do.
Look, Restore Freedom Plan is there. And, excuse me, although you could do the letters yourself, the petitions yourself, they're for free. Excuse me, hold on a second. However, since Fear of Loss makes sure you're saving money, why bother? In fact, let me show you something else that will help you in that process of coming up with the amount of scholarship. You know, if you go on our website under Education Materials, what was that under? Here we go. How much are you giving the IRS? Fourth item under Education Materials. How much
right,
are you
I got it.
In this page, I show you that under different categories, how much are you paying? It's really Satan IRS. In your case, Jeff, you're single. Are you self-employed or employee? Or married?
I'm married.
Married? Okay. Self-employed or employee?
I'm retired.
Retired, employed, Social Security and a pension, right?
Yeah, I have Social Security and I have IRAs. I don't have any. The university had a 401k plan, which is I now have as an IRA.
So there you go. Do you see that? Then this will apply to your married employee. I just put the sample amounts of at different annual income, the green line on the top. 60 to 200,000, some few numbers there. How much individual income tax you and your wife pay? And you don't pay payroll taxes, Social Security taxes, correct?
Right.
So the pink line is only all you pay. So we make sure that you come out ahead. I give you to make sure that with your Restore Freedom Plan, the joining cost is less than the line on the pink line for you. Does that help you?
Okay, because I can even put in what I paid. I can look at my 2020 return and put in what I paid. So I have an accurate account for what that is.
Mm-hmm. That would be helpful also.
Okay, well, I will fill out the application tomorrow morning and send it in.
Very good, my friend. And we'll get back with you what's approved for, and you can go from there.
Okay. Payment. Thank you very much for your time.
You're welcome, brother. I appreciate it. Be sure to tell your children about this. Your children, folks.
I will. Yeah, that's what I plan. As soon as I plan to do that, for sure.
You know, I know a lot of you are older. Okay, remember, folks, it's not just for you and I. It's for our children and our grandchildren. We're doing this.
Yeah.
Stuff. So
everybody, it's for everybody.
Let them know what's going on. Exactly. Very good, my friend Jeff. Bob, how did you hear about Fear of Loss, Jeff? Curious.
Could you repeat that?
How did you hear about Fear of Loss?
I heard you mentioned by Jeff Berwick on a video. It's a while back, and I've been watching your videos ever since, and I finally decided to take the plunge.
Okay, very good. Very good, my friend. Thank you for eventually getting to Freedom Law School and doing your homework. That's great.
All right, thank you very much. Thanks for your time, Payman. Bye-bye.
My pleasure. Bye-bye. We have a caller from, I think, North Carolina, from area code 919. What is your first name? How you heard about Freedom Law School? And then your question, please.
Hi, Payman. My name is Dave, and I don't know exactly when I heard about Freedom Law School originally. I got introduced to Ron Paul as I was exiting college in 2008. It's possible I came across you then. I went to some of his events then. It's possible I came across you then. I also had listener of our program come across you and send us a link as a result of some notices they got and research they did around IRS. And so I'm not exactly sure, but it's been in the last year or so that I've really started listening intently to your weekly live streams and other material on YouTube.
Very good.
I have to say I love what you do, and I run a news network, the first next generation news network powered by the Theta Network on ztitic.news, and I'm thinking about installing your channel as one of the many channels we aggregate on our website. We also aggregate Joe Bannister's blog and the IRS newsroom as part of a channel we call Taxes and Law Fair. And I think you would be a great addition there. Add you in the next week. So these weekly broadcasts will be aggregated and broadcast on ztitic.news. We'd love to have you on the show sometime to talk about these issues in more detail, but I wanted to call in about a specific listener that a listener of our show who has a certain scenario I was curious about.
Mm-hmm. Okay. Go ahead. What is your question?
The question is, what is your take on the 2015 law which allowed the IRS to subcontract debt collection activities to private debt collection agencies? And from Freedom Law School's perspective, I know there's a lot of nuances to every circumstance. It's very specific, especially, are they following Freedom Law School or not? But do you have any anecdotes or experiences with students who have been, quote, assigned, their, quote, account have been assigned to a private debt collection agency? What does that mean for them? What is the best course of action, as opposed to, the normal course is with, a one-on-one IRS, there's a whole procedure there, but what about the PDCs?
Okay. This was going to be a topic of my Freedom Hour next week. So I don't want to take the thunder out of that.
Okay.
So I'll give you a short, brief answer, and I encourage you to next week to listen for more detailed explanation.
I will.
Well, and I've covered it a little bit over the last few months also. The IRS is imploding from the inside like the former communist Soviet Union, okay?
Yeah.
The IRS is unable to act as the collection agencies for many reasons I've covered. The earned income tax credit takes too much of their time. The computers are antiquated. They can't hire people. People are retiring too fast. They can't hire people. The atmosphere is very hellish and very negative and destructive. They're lazy. They have no incentive to work hard. You name it. So IRS has been forced to send all these taxes that people allegedly owe because they were duped in most of them to sign and can claim they owe the IRS money. Toothless private collection agency. These private debt collectors have zero powers. Zero. To take your bank account or paycheck or any of your assets. All they can do is
PDC.
Yeah, PDC. Private debt collectors. I stay away from lingo. And I suggest you may do that because I'm a college. I don't know what PDC stands for. Private debt collectors.
Private debt collectors.
So PCAs, yeah. So they have no power. IRS itself cannot try to take your bank account or paycheck, but not these private debt collectors. So it's a good thing. That means the IRS has given up on you. As long as your case has been given, farmed out, just worthless, powerless collection agency, because IRS has given up on you.
Okay.
They're not come after you at the same time. These people are trying to collect from you.
So this listener who I've been corresponding with had sent some correspondence in response to notices they received, as well as sort of a package. It wasn't your package. It was a package from the Sovereignty Education Defense Ministry. It probably wasn't to the Congress people. It was directly to the IRS and Social Security Agency. But I think I heard that this was done in 2015, and that was ironically when they authorized the PDCs to come into the fray, I think for the third time, and that corresponded exactly with your, on-point reportings of their collapse and dishevelment. And, of course, we all know what happened with COVID and is continuing to go on with COVID. I don't want to steal your thunder, but, you know, more than half of their workforce is just working from home, and most of their time is spent on union activities and not taxpayer services. So you're regarding a CP-40, which is the assignment of one's account, quote unquote, to a PDC as sort of a surrender, like a white flag?
Yeah, absolutely. Because as long as the cases with a private debt collector, the IRS cannot come after you for money because there's going to be too much confusion if they collect from the ancillary of the collection agency. They have to either hold on to themselves or farm it out to the private debt collector. So that's right. As long as your case has been farmed out.
What is Freedom Law School's prescription? I don't want to take away your thunder. You deserve it, Paymon. But if you get a call or a letter from a PDC, how would you say one should react to such a thing? And, I mean, this individual did not even receive a CP-40 from the IRS. They simply started getting calls.
Do you have a trash can near your table where you're sitting? That's where the letter belongs. Okay. Now, if you want to pay him, you can. It's voluntary. You don't have to.
Okay. Yeah, I hear you. Keep on keeping on. If you have another caller, take it. I'd love to continue to riff with you, Paymon. I mean, it's amazing what's happening right now.
Thank you. Thank you, my friend. By the way, you know, Eric, the watcher, has a great comment on YouTube. He says, people need to stop saying the IRS. But the reason people need to stop saying the IRS and that, there is no such thing as the IRS. There's a bunch of people there been hired on that they hate the job. They've been hired because they meet a bunch of gender, racial quotas. You know, if you're a...
I know.
Black, female, lesbian...
Come on. Hey. Everybody puts on a costume. Everybody puts on a uniform every day. You know, we all have a job to do, right? They're people. They're no different than you and me. And I feel that way when I go to court, right? The judge, he's wearing a robe. He's wearing a costume. You know, he's playing a role. We got to understand that role.
Yeah. Let me ask you two questions. We have Mona. So thank you for your questions, my friend. I'm going to take some of the other questions we have, Dave. And let's get together. Yes, I am interested in working with you to be on your podcast channel of Taxes and Lawfare. Thank you for contacting me.
Bless you.
I appreciate you doing that, Dave. Be sure to call us tomorrow, and let's get going. Let's talk about that, okay? Talk to one of my people. I will not be here tomorrow after 11 a.m. I'm going out for a little mini weekend vacation, but do talk to somebody here about that. You can talk to Rachel or Steve, you know, they'll be happy to discuss that with you. Now, there's a couple of interesting comments and questions on the YouTube. One is, Laura's asked, is there a solution or remedy for someone who has entered a payment plan with the IRS? Well, yes. You can pay it or stop. It's that simple. You know, IRS is unable to come after people, you know, in a large scale. In fact, one of my previous presentations I did, I showed you guys that IRS collections of money by force from 2011 to 2021 has gone down not by 20%, 50%, 70%, by over 90%. Yeah. By over 90% down. That was as of 2021. So if you stop paying them, they may not come after you. I guarantee it, but they may. So I don't have a really black and white answer for you, my friend, but that's the best honest answer I can give you, Lawrence. Now, Sam asked, do I have to pay state income tax, and who do I file with to keep myself out of jail? Again, state income tax agencies are a little bit more complex. Three of them we know do require you to file income taxes, Alabama, Pennsylvania, New Jersey, most don't. We'll help you along with that, custom make you one of the 42 states that have state income tax, they claim. We got to work on that individually. Now, then we have another question earlier from Prairie Girl. Lawrence. Yeah, Lawrence, thank me. You're welcome, Lawrence. Be happy to answer your question. Let's go to Prairie Girl. Yeah, he did. His question was about a payment plan, and he thanked me for it. Yeah. JC asked, can the IRS prevent you from traveling internationally? Yes, if you don't do it right. If you file a confession form and you owe them over $53,000 or $54,000, don't pay them, they could suspend your right to a passport. If you don't file, you have not confessed to the IRS anything, the IRS will probably not come after you anyhow. But again, be part of the Restore Freedom Plan, And you won't have to worry about that at all. I guarantee for a minimum of 7 years, it ain't going to happen. Okay, about your passport. You'll be all good. And let's see. And here we have another question at the end. Now, Eric, I love you, brother, Eric the Watcher. You know, put some up with the call number on the screen. Some of the question, guys. We'll put the number on the screen for you to call in just a minute. But Eric says, IRS can only deal with legal fictions, a legal person or other types of corporations. It is literally impossible for a man to do any business with a corporation called the IRS. I know you probably sincerely believe that. But Eric, that's just, I don't like to be the bearer of bad news, but that's simply not so, my friends. The IRS can come after and impose taxes, a bylaw Congress imposed on citizens and residents of Washington, D.C., and federal workers. That's in the law. If you're a human being, okay, in Washington, D.C., residing there or citizen, they can tax you. If you're a soldier, postal worker, federal worker, for work for FDA, whatever agencies, FBI, you have to pay income tax. And you're a real human being. You don't have to be a corporation or a fiction. Okay? So I've seen these baseless legal theories, Eric, for 3 decades. I started with those nonsense myself. I paid $1,500 back in 1992 to get untaxed with this group's untaxing package based on the adhesion contract theory. So you can get away from all that now, my friend. Okay? The law is right there at livefreenow.org of government's own legal websites for you to read and win. All right? So do you have somebody with another question in the call with another question waiting for us? Three new calls with questions. 931-215-6226. Okay. Call from America, 931. Give me your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Yes, Damon, I'm really happy that you guys exist because I've been really trying to learn a lot from Freedom Law School, and I don't have a lot of time, but I'm trying to learn other things as well. But I'm trying to get my family involved because right at this moment, I don't have the funds to do the whole program, but I'm really looking forward to it because I know that God wants us to be free, especially when they're forcing people to do things by misleading them. So having said that, Paymont, I want my name is Maggie. By the way, Maggie, and from YouTube. Sorry.
What's your first name? How you hear? Maggie heard us on YouTube. Okay. All right. Maggie, say something. Remember this. Hold on, Maggie. It used to be that the Royal Freedom Package was a set price. Now it's been renamed the Restore Freedom Package, and the price will drop as low as necessary to save you money. So everybody can afford it. For example, Maggie, how much do you make a year, if I may ask you?
Well, this moment I've been taking care of my dad, and I haven't been working. But I'm looking forward to opening a company and doing some design work and so forth. And that's the other question I have also.
Okay.
My dad's 92. Right now he's in the hospital, too. So I've been
$1,000 a year. You know, I've dropped the price as low as $1,000 a year on a scholarship, if necessary. But anyhow, thank you for calling. You said you heard us on YouTube. What is your question?
Well, I have three questions. Like I said, I'm trying to get my family involved, too. My brother works in Miami-Dade as a plumbing inspector. And does that, I want to say, when they say federal, does that count with, like, state, like, for the state, Miami-Dade, as inspector, plumbing inspector, would he have to pay taxes, income taxes?
No.
In the state of
Florida? Remember, the truth is God created a man, a woman, and we created a local government, and we created a state, the federal government, and the United Nations, and they say that, you know, but they want to reverse it, that God doesn't exist. You know, a nation, yeah, about federal, yeah, government, state, the people, and God doesn't exist. So what I mean by that is that the federal government is a create creature, a creation of the state. The states in 1776 became 13 independent countries. New York, Pennsylvania, Massachusetts were countries. They formed a union of complete voluntary cooperation, and later on, 13 years later, 1889, they proposed the constitution for a new government, a delegation, a delegate of the state called the United States, and gave it only certain specific powers, like common defense, common money, foreign relations, and so forth. Every other power the states retained. That's why all the corner hoax lockdowns were done by state. Okay, South Dakota never had one. California, New York has severe ones. Or had a minor one. Because the states are countries. We're not a country. We are 50 countries in the federal system. So, yes, you know, the county worker, city, state, you're completely free of the federal income tax.
Okay, so if somebody, for example, the girl that's taking care of my dad, she works, his insurance and Medicare pays for her to take care of him 24/7, and she, when they ask me, they have to put somebody, so I'm handling his situation right now. So they got a company that's TPL. It's a company that they put me as an agent because they have, somebody has to represent him. He can't speak or anything. And so they put me as an agent, and they gave me, made me sign a form that says as an EIN number. So even if eventually I wanted to do a company and have to get an EIN number, which, by the way, when you do an EIN number, do you have to do your income tax? Even if you don't qualify as DC? When they make you sign that, to represent him, I had to sign a form. So this PPL company pays through what Medicare and them pay my dad's care. And they have to put me as an agent. That's why I'm confused. Would she have to pay taxes on that? But they're putting me as an agent, which, you know,
no.
He's paying.
No. The only people required to pay federal income tax are citizens and residents of Washington.
Mm-hmm. Okay, so that one's answered. Now, the other question is, if I were to open the Secretary of State, they give you, they say get a name, and then you have to get an EIN number as well. How, I mean, then they come back and say you have to, you know, like when you go to a bank to open the name of the company to open an account and all that, they ask you for the EIN number, and then if you were to apply for anything as a company to open your account or to build something or do something with an account with the EIN number, how do you say you're tax exempt? Is there anything like that? You ask the bank, well, I'm tax exempt. Where do I sign to be tax exempt until, you know, once you open a company? How does that work? Would they be able to lend you anything to start a company?
You don't owe the taxes, period. Just because they do or force you to give them a number to track you doesn't mean that you owe the taxes.
Okay. Okay. So, all right. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate it. So, for example, a church, when they say tax exempt on a church, to give you a name for tax exempt for a church, they have to, you send in those forms, they give you also, you have to say your tax exempt for doing things for the church. Is that the same thing when you would go to a bank, you'd have to say your tax exempt for anything?
I'm not sure what you mean by you have to, you know, well, but one thing to educate churches on why they don't have to incorporate, become corporations, under Section 501c3 of the federal tax laws. They don't have to do that. So, but there's a lot of deception out there going on and brainwashing that it's not so easy to deprogram anybody right away and then believe you that.
Yeah.
What? The emperor wears no clothes? What? You don't have to follow. What? So there's a lot of stuff. It's like time to take to educate people about this.
Right, right. Well, that's what I want to do, because when I didn't see you on YouTube, I am so happy because I've believed that for a long time. And I'm just very happy that you exist, like I said, Freedom Law School. And I will be telling a lot, all my family getting them involved. And hopefully I could do that. Like you said, the 5,000 also, you're mentioning that. Maybe I could start doing that as well.
Yeah. Just text everybody, you know. Why do you think I asked how did you hear about us? Huh? I'm asking every caller, how did you hear about us? Because at every turn, I want to make sure I track people how they hear about us, not just when they join, but even beforehand. When you call how did you hear about us? Because whoever like you did the work to reach out, educate, touch someone with love, okay, should give them a chance to be free, I'm going to say thank you. Here's 5,000 for you. Keep doing it again. Help another American be free.
So then anytime they sign up, when I tell them about it, and how do I let you know that I'm sending them?
They will let us know when they call us. We ask them, like I ask you, how did you hear about Freedom Law School? So you just need to follow the people. Text them our website. And again, like I said, on the front page, see, let's go to step one, front page, right? You go there and you text. Here, take the 7 steps. You can cut and paste this. Below to live free of virus, deception, robbery, save you now. Okay. And then put that on the message and put at livefreenow.org on our website. And say, listen to this on your drive home today. Listen to this on your work today. And then you follow up later that day or next day. Hey, what did you think about the 10-minute video right here? The 10-minute proof. You know, you just see it, listen to it. Hey, listen to it on your drive home tomorrow morning. Tomorrow evening, you know, drive to work tomorrow morning. You know, that's just follow up with your friends and relatives and what you come across. Okay?
Okay. So when they sign up and they just, like you said, you ask them and then they give you my name and then that's how you know and then you send. Do I have to just follow up and send the information, or
that's what you want to sign up yourself also, because they, you know, then you know, instead of getting 25% commission right now, if you're not signed up, you only get 25% up to 2,500. When you become Restore Freedom Plan member yourself, you get double 50% up to 5,000. That's another reason you can sign up with a payment plan. Even if you do it for the minimum $1,000 a year, if you sign up for that, even at that, I'll let you make a payment plan if you need to.
I appreciate it.
And you can refer people and pay off your own membership. That way, out of one of the first guys I had did this, he's a young guy. He said, pay what I got somebody waiting to join. So what, you got to start up yourself. So he sent a few $100, a minimum payment plan. You got a guy signed up, paid for his own membership, and I said, crypto into him. He was so ecstatic. I said, it could be that simple. Just talk to people. You got time. Talk to people. Text and follow. Email and follow up.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you so much, Paymon. You really helped me a lot. And I know a lot of people are going to sign up by faith because we're believers and we believe that nobody should be slaves.
Yep. Enslaved. Yep. Thank you very much.
Thank you so much. And God bless you, Paymon. Thank you.
You're welcome. My pleasure. Let's go to our call from area code 215 and then 626. First name, I heard about us, and then your question.
Paymon, you hear me?
Yes.
Okay. My name's Tim. I became a member years ago when it was, $900 for the Freedom Plan. And at that time, I was dealing with the IRS coming after my parents that got caught up in a real estate scam, and they had liens put against them. And being power of attorney at both an executor and caretaker, it's it's kind of busy work. It's keeps you consumed because I'm trying to be a contractor and make a living. And right now I'm trying to work with AAG for reverse mortgage. I'm single, but my mother died. And, of course, I go to the title company, and the IRS comes back up, as expected, without any doubt. The problem is that this may not be a field of yours, that I've been calling the IRS, and as you say, whether they're imploding or whether they're evading, whatever it is they're doing, there's no real people that I can reach here anymore, and I get a number with automated menus, and they just give me X amount of information, and when I ask about debt or offset, they literally just say thank you, goodbye, and cut me off. I'm like, you know, are you kidding me? And I've been online, and I'm looking up death and offset. I can't even find it. It's not funny. I guess I'm just, like, aggravated humor here. I mean, it's just too bizarre. I need to get this resolved with the bank, and I need to tell them she's dead. She cannot owe you money, and the title company has to you're shaking your head. I got the volume down, so you understand what I'm saying. It's absolutely absurd. And I don't, at the moment here, going through this today and all the different numbers, I actually, I don't know if you recall my situation, but years ago I had an attorney that came in and he got them on non-collections and all that. And so that's where we got that resolved. But it's not really resolved. And there's nowhere to pick it up. And I have to do something here to deal with the title, because they're explaining to me it would be clouded or that I have to pay. I don't see why I'm paying for dead people. Does this make sense to you?
Yes, I understand somewhat what's going on, but look, that's why I need a one-on-one private consultation for stuff like this, okay? And I need to see your paperwork. It's like calling a doctor for the serious heart and brain and eye and knee problems. They could help you on the phone. Okay. $300 cash by Cargo Express Mail. Well, crypto will take also. And send me all the paperwork about it. Everything about it. Just get on the phone. I'll look at the paperwork. I'll talk to you. Together we can figure out what's going on, what's the best.
Yeah, I'm a member, so I know how you work, you know, and I'll put it together.
You member right now? Then
pardon?
You need unlimited consultation as a Restore Freedom Plan member. You don't need to call here at all. As a Royal Freedom Package member, Restore Freedom Package member, right now, you get unlimited consultation. Are you a member right now?
Yeah, like I said, I became a member years ago.
No, no, no. I think, how many years ago?
I don't know, 2015. I honestly had to look. It was $900. It was on a deal instead of $1,200, something like that.
That was the biggest package that you got. That was not the Royal Freedom Package membership. That was probably the biggest Freedom Package. So you're not a Royal Freedom Package member or Restore Freedom Package plan member. Okay. So, but you need to get to that level anyhow. So get with the callers at your office tomorrow. Let some of my help people help you with this process. They'll tell you how to do it, okay?
Yeah, yeah. You've always been the best, and this was bound to come up, you know?
Yep, and we got not to look at what's going on to see what's going on.
Yeah, I'll put the emails together and get them over to you. And you're in the office tomorrow. I heard you say you're going on vacation.
Well, emails will not do any good. This is not an email kind of a question.
Okay.
This is, you know, you need a paid, detailed consultation. It's like calling the doctor. I know everyone wants a doctor on the phone. Can you solve it for me for free? And believe me, if I had to solve this problem for you for free, I would, but I can't. I got this patient in my office. Examine his body, his eyes, his shoulder, his knees, his way he moves. Ask questions, further examinations, and then do that. It's the same thing. I'm an IRS freedom doctor. So that's what it is. I wouldn't be lying to you if I tried to get that without seeing the paper that you got. Okay?
That's what I said. Don't I? You want me to email that paperwork to you, right?
Yeah, but you got to send the cash in the mail. That's the main part you got to get to us. Email the paperwork is easy. Yeah, you can email the paperwork or fax us or mail, but the cash in the mail or crypto, and we can get on it. Tomorrow I'm leaving. Monday is as soon as I can talk.
Okay, well, I don't have any income right now, but I'm trying to make this deal and
call
your AAG.
I might be able to work something out. Talk to Benny, okay? And I'll see if they can do something else for you. Maybe I can pay you in the back end if it has to be, okay? If you're that poor.
Talk to Benny?
He gives you more information on what's going on. Give him the paperwork, tomorrow after 11 a.m.
Okay, it used to be a woman that, Lynn?
Yeah, Lynn is no longer with me, right?
Yeah, that's back when I was talking about this issue and trying. So now I ask for Benny.
Yes. After 11 a.m.
Well, that's about, if you know the time frame of Lynn, that's when I was dealing with it.
Okay, I gotcha. Yep, I know what you're talking about now. Very good. Very good,
all right.
My friend. But call
thank you.
My pleasure. Hopefully we can
always
talk.
Always a pleasure.
Soon.
Thank you kindly.
You're
the
welcome.
Best.
My pleasure. Thank you. Thank you. I give you my love, my friend. Thank you. Hope it all works out for you. Let's go to the call from area code 626. Your first name, how you heard about Freedom Law School, and then your question, please.
Hey, Paymon. This is Eric from – I heard about you on Facebook. We've been talking a little bit about some of your videos on YouTube and having some back and forth, so I thought I'd call in. I don't really have a question, but wanted to talk about your interpretation of how you read Washington, D.C., that you exclude the federal territories in addition to Washington, D.C. And so I'm out in California. The revenue taxation code out here is very clear that it includes Washington, D.C. federal places. And so, just wanted to have a discussion about that. And I think the W-9 form we were talking about, too.
So what is your specific question, Eric?
How do you say that the tax only applies to people living in Washington, D.C., when you've got not only federal law, and other definitions that use the word includes and including, and then you've got other definitions that use the word means, as it only means that. But then if you look at, let's say, California's definition of states and United States, where it's very clear that it applies to all federal places, and then the California Franchise Tax Board says it specifically applies to non-resident aliens, whether you are a resident or not, but it's for foreigners subject to withholding.
Well,
so how do you ignore all of that?
For many years, so I got to tell you, I do want to take a fresh look at California laws, which I've not done for many years. So I will do that. As to the term United States, meaning it's Washington D.C. only and not other territories, despite the fact that including the Internal Revenue Code says it's a term of expansion necessarily, but Supreme Court, as you've seen in my presentation, make it very clear, it's something not stated in there, it's not there, and there's no taxing by implication. There's no taxing by implying. It's a well-known principle. And if there's any doubt, it goes against the government's power to tax and in favor of you not being taxed. These Supreme Court cases are controlling, and they are in my presentations, you see on our website at livefreenow.org, you want to start from front page, step one. Whatever you heard from me years ago, it doesn't matter. I've really improved it greatly. You must watch the proof in this 10-minute video, okay, that shows you that the only people required to file income tax are citizens and residents of D.C. and federal workers. More detailed videos of this video also that go over things in more detail and more slowly. Watch those and they'll be answered there for you. Okay?
So can I ask some follow-up questions?
Sure.
So in response to the Supreme Court cases, when you say it, I know the case you're talking about. It says it has to be, it can't be implied. It has to be specific. When they use, they define includes and including. I mean, it's very specific. When you look at section, the CFR's 601.101, it says specifically who the tax is going after. It's non-resident aliens with U.S. sourced income and Americans living abroad with foreign sourced income. So it has nothing to do with citizenship or Americans living in the 50 states at all. Withholding is only applicable to foreign entities. And so I don't know how – I'm trying to figure out, like, where you're coming from, what information you're looking at to have the position you have,
okay,
where it only applies to Washington, D.C.
Okay. You, have you watched this video on my front page?
I've seen it, yeah.
Okay. So have you noticed that in there, that here's a regulation, 1.1.1.1-1. Section 1 of the code imposes an income tax on the income of every individual who is a citizen or resident of the United States, which is Washington, D.C. You've seen that, right?
That's just a general rule, though.
That
does not include all the exceptions.
Well, if there's an exception, that would be in
there.
But all citizens or residents of the United States must pay income tax. Right there it is.
Okay. So when they say that, the tax has been imposed on the people in 601.101. Those who are responsible for paying the tax are withholding agents.
Hold on. I'm not prepared. Look, I'm not a computer. Okay.
I'm not either.
I don't know.
Have the information. I just saw that.
So this regulation, I've not looked it up before to be able to comment about it. Okay. So. But that doesn't change this. I'm interested to check it out. Like, I know section 6012 and 6011, those definitions are based upon right here, the same definition here of United States citizen or residence. So if you look at that, all that, you find the same thing, I suspect, but I haven't looked that one up yet that you're mentioning.
Okay, yeah, I mean, I understand. I don't have the information. I just called in to kind of chat with you and you know, discuss the stuff because we've been talking on YouTube about it. But the income tax, and going back to Supreme Court cases, there are multiple state and United States Supreme Courts that have said that we have a right to work, we have a right to make a living, and we have a right to the fruit of our labor, we have the
right
to property. They can't tax us. So it applies to the foreigners in 601.101, they're subject to withholding, and Americans living abroad earning foreign earning income don't have a right to that.
I'm sorry. I apologize to you. I cannot comment about anything I've not seen. So if you want to send that question about Regulation 601, whatever you're saying, send link to that exact regulation so I can read it, and then I can perhaps discuss it. But right now I'm unable to have a discussion. Some of you have not even read before. I mean, I have not read the whole thing. Is that you say this with section or regulation? I don't know. I got to read it first. If I read it, then I can have an intelligent discussion with you. Okay? Any other questions there?
I guess you brought up the 600 section, 6,000 section, 6011, 6041, all that. Those are all the withholding statutes. That goes back to the W-9 and withholding. I think your video said something else about the W-9. So I was writing back and putting specific citations in there.
6012, which I'm bringing up right now in front of you, okay, online. In person, who's required to make a tax return? Who's required, you know, here it is. Who's required, persons required to make returns of income, to file a tax return? See? It says, shall be made by every individual. You know, is this individual they're talking about? Persons required to make income tax and return income. When you look at the regulations, this individual is someone who is a U.S. citizen of D.C. So regulation makes that clear who that individual is.
I would come at it from the perspective that if you're a withholding agent in, let's say, Texas, you're required by law to file a return on a W-2. That's an information return. There, the withholding agent is made liable for paying that tax over.
The federal government has no jurisdiction over the state of France, of Germany, Japan, Egypt, Florida, New York, California. They're sovereign countries. Every state is a country. Federal government has no power in the states unless the U.S. Constitution specifically delegated that to the federal government. It was 18 powers they delegated: common money, common foreign relations, common defense, things like that. Every other power was specifically in the 10th Amendment mentioned is retained by the states and the people. So we just got to get out of this thinking America is a country. It's not a country. There's a reason why, as you know this, America is a union of 50 states. So that they deceived us and thinking that U.S. means the 50 states when it doesn't. It's not an indirect excise tax, as myself and many others used to say for a long time. I thought it's a direct tax, act like a direct tax. But the Supreme Court said in Boucher, it must be an indirect tax. But indirect tax, it's not indirectly on me. It's not a privilege. So how does that work? I have that issue, by the way, addressed in one of my videos. I'll show you videos. Yeah, search on there. Income tax. 16th Amendment, yeah. Type it on the search, 16th, on our YouTube channel. And did the 16th Amendment. Here we go. Let me see. Here we go. Here we go. The long one is good, really. These several ones. How the income tax was imposed on Americans despite the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. That's the one that I get into in more detail. Okay, you want to watch this. Okay? How income tax was imposed on Americans despite the 16th Amendment of the U.S. Constitution. You will love this, my friend. I've done this for people like you, the smart ones like you. Eric, we've gone through this stuff in more detail. You appreciate the deep research into this. Bobby, you see on the screen is how in 1798, there was a direct tax. You see on the screen listed there. Okay? Yeah, New Hampshire, Massachusetts. I copy statutes at large right there. But those direct taxes have to be apportioned as the law says, specifically and properly done. Income tax is not a direct tax. It is not an indirect tax. It's a territorial tax. Was on the Washington, D.C. and territories later over time, they took out the other territories that left only Washington, D.C. Okay? I got to talk about that in there. This is one of my favorite videos, by the way, I've done on this issue, because this really gets and smart people like you that are really thinking deep and get into this. I address these very good questions you're asking, my friend, in detail there. So hope that helps you. Any other question, Eric?
No, that's it. I'd love to have more discussions with you about this, though, in the future.
Yeah, okay. Get the regulation where you want. Yeah. Shoot me the link to it so I can read it. Okay, email us, and we can talk next time, perhaps. Any other calls or questions, guys?
Thank you, Damon.
Thank you. You're welcome. No one with any more questions? All lines closed. Okay. All right, guys, the bottom line is you have all the tools that you need to live free. Like I said, I love every one of you, and I want every one of you to live free. I want you to have a live and let live and live and let love life. But my wishes don't matter. What you want, your goal, your dream is what matters. You have to make the choice to be free. So let me suggest you continue on your journey at livefreenow.org, our website. Educate yourself and tell others, let's have a free life today.
All right, screen is up.
Okay.